Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We're very friendly people.
Yes, we are. Richard Reese with us, too. He's a friendly dude. He's a funny man, comedian. He's at the Kansas City Improv tomorrow night, your headliner.
Tomorrow night,
where can people find you, any other of your dates there,
Richard? RichardReeseLive.com.
All right. And also your tweet at?
Richard Tweese. Same with Instagram, Richard Tweese.
We tweet at TNT Radio Empire, with Facebook broadcast, podcast on Stitcher. Petey, what's up?
This is a special day.
Mm-hmm.
More on that later. For now. Who's deader? I got a game of who's deader. We haven't played who's deader.
Who's
in a while.
Deader. No, yeah. I always liked who's deader.
Pat Summitt, famous women's basketball coach.
I forgot she died.
Yeah.
I really, because she went downhill quick.
Yeah, real fast. Alzheimer's. Yeah. Or Buddy Ryan, famous NFL coach, the 85 Bears D coordinator.
Buddy's deader.
Pat Summitt's deader.
Isn't that a push?
Did
they die
know.
On the same day?
Did they?
I can't find the tiebreaker information, so for now it is a push.
Oh, they both died remembers that.
just one year ago. Just 1 year ago.
Oh, wow.
2016.
I thought Buddy was deader for 1 year.
He was deader longer. He was, on his deathbed longer than...
True, but he wasn't officially deader.
Correct.
Got it.
Oh, I would have guessed Pat Summitt was deader.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wouldn't have. I thought Buddy died further back than a year ago.
At least according to the information I have, they both died
Bush was right.
in 2016.
All right.
So how do you score that?
I tried to see if I could find a time of death, much like when people are born on the same date.
Yeah.
And as soon as I didn't find one,
that
I
one's
didn't
hard
look
to
for
find.
The other.
Yeah. I don't know if TNT scoreboard guy on Twitter got bored already. I haven't seen him in a couple of days.
That have been a lot of games.
I want someone from Monday or yesterday.
Because I'll retweet him when I see him.
The Shannon Sharp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Although he retweeted that?
Who else?
Okay.
He doesn't tweet them out immediately, but he gets around to it eventually.
Right.
He's probably one of those guys who, he's a few days behind on the podcast.
Yeah.
But he gets it out there eventually.
Yes, he does.
This day in Mike Tyson news, this day in 1997, was the day he was DQ'd from his bout.
97.
That's
20 years ago. Yeah.
Tim was at that one, I think. Remember when he thought he was in Japan? But actually, I think he was in this fight at Vegas, wasn't he?
Yeah, I had a party at my condo that night.
That's
right. I remember it was yesterday. Party lasted basically a round.
2 ear bites.
Yeah, that happened.
The party lasted longer, but it was so funny.
Was that a first or second round? Really early.
Real early in the fight.
Third round.
Third round.
Third round, it says here.
He bit his freaking ear.
what?
It's still crazy.
He did what?
He still did that.
Yeah. Spit it out.
Yeah. And 20 years later, everybody loves Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He's just a dude now. He's just a funny dude.
The movies. Old ear biter.
Right.
Have you watched the Mike Tyson Mysteries?
I don't watch those. No.
On Adult
I don't know
Swim.
Where they're at. No.
It's Cartoon Network. It's Adult Swim. It's a 15-minute show with Norm MacDonald as a pigeon. He's named Pigeon. it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid funny.
Is it kind of like Scooby-Doo or?
Yeah, in a sense. They hop in the Mike Tyson mystery machine. And
all right.
They go solve mysteries.
That's great.
The morning news and sports will be that the New York Knicks and Phil Jackson reportedly are parting ways. Phil Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Under his guidance, they've been one of the worst franchises in all of professional sports.
Yes, they have.
Sometimes you're a great coach, but a really crappy GM.
Yeah, you're a great coach.
Is he done then?
Has
this kind of tarnished his image?
Well, I think it's
everybody kind of thought he was done, really, and then,
he just took a paycheck.
Yeah, he just, he's a New York guy.
Well, the story last week was he fell asleep during a workout.
Yeah,
the guy was working out for him, a private workout, and he just looked up.
So he wasn't actually working out and fell asleep.
No, he was watching a guy work out for the Knicks, and he pre-draft and fell
Knocked out, man.
Yeah, he had a couple of plates on the bar and right. was and just passed
yeah.
out.
Yeah, he woke up and said, I'm Neil Jordan. I'm Shaq.
Right. That could be dangerous. Right. Don't fall asleep during a
your
workout.
Your own workout, oh, right. Man. When you ain't working out that hard or you fall asleep. Notice that.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Somebody else's workout. Who's watching.
Think you're going to fall asleep during your workout. Yeah. Work out a little harder.
Right.
Yeah.
The United States Supreme Court announced it would hear an appeal to reinstate legalizing sports wagering in New Jersey specifically, but this could open up doors to other states. There's a long way to go on this thing. Mm-hmm.
Don't they have it in Delaware?
I don't know.
Nevada, Delaware,
not
Montana,
oh,
and Oregon.
Sports.
But it's really limited in the other states as opposed to what Nevada offers.
Right.
So Oregon would have like just a sports book you can go into?
I'm not. Again, it's limited, and I couldn't find many details about exactly what they allow.
I think I heard yesterday they said if the Jersey case would allow like casinos and racetracks
in the moment
to do sports betting.
Got it. Well, that's
which makes sense.
That's where you would go,
right? Yeah. Which makes sense.
I never got why because Atlantic City didn't have sports betting. I knew Jersey wouldn't allow it. That's why. But AC set up for the sports betting.
It was one of those mob deals, a sweetheart deal from the government, basically.
Yeah,
Nevada will be the only place.
Right,
they're
right.
already
that was
the only place.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's not going to hurt Vegas. I was talking to a guy recently that used to sell real estate in Vegas, and it's back full force, you know, making money. People are moving into Vegas. It's crazy.
Offshore sports betting all over the place anyway, so it's not like Vegas is losing.
Vegas ain't hurting.
Yeah,
right,
something
now.
Else opens up.
No.
If you are interested in betting on Tim Tebow's future in baseball, you can do that now. Bavada's got some odds out there on what will happen with
him
the rest of this season.
I did hear something very disturbing that and I do read a lot of articles for some reason about this. It pops up in my Twitter feed from baseball guys. I mean, they say it's the most undeserved promotion to high A ball ever.
High A,
ever.
Right.
But they did say, since the Mets suck, but this, I mean, the rumors are that they will push him up to the club in September. But they also said, why would you waste that spot? Because Major League Baseball does not care about Tebow. I mean, people aren't going to buy tickets in Major League Baseball to see Tebow.
You know, maybe they would.
Not,
I don't
not,
know.
Not New York. They're jaded.
You know,
if that is in Kansas City or Pittsburgh or some smaller mid-south city, they were saying that New York City does not care.
They loved him when they signed him with the Jets. Don't forget he was a Jet for a minute.
Yeah, but it's football. They pack football anyway. I'm talking about baseball games.
But at that level, you're actually taking a spot away from somebody who could get some at-bats and some experience.
At the call-up, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not discounting it because of his name, but it'll be a joke.
I mean, fine, give him an A-ball spot, but if you're talking the big club in September, that's where you put prospects who actually have a future.
Well, they say the key if he ever actually gets to double A when he's actually with real prospects. But he's batting dick now.
Yeah, he's batting 222 with more strikeouts than hits, I think, right now.
I know.
Now, that's why the odds, we'll go backwards on these odds, because the first bet is, will he make a Major League Baseball plate appearance this season?
Well, see, that's an easy bet. You bet for yes, because the Mets just bring him up, they'll put him on there, and they're losing a game, and they'll strike out, and they'll be it.
Plus 1,500,
they'll get a hit or something like that. Right?
No is minus 5,000, so Vegas really does not think that he will make a Major League Baseball plate appearance. Now, AAA, a little bit better, but still a long shot. Yes is plus 1,000, so you'd win $1,000 on your $100 bet if he did.
Right.
No is minus 2,500, so you'd have to bet $2,500.
How old is he now? He's almost 30, right?
28,
look it
nine,
up. He's almost 30, right? Okay, so I'm watching a baseball game last night. A guy used to play for the Pirates retired, and he was like 39. And they said he had a great long career, and he retired. Tebow was 8 years away from retiring.
He'll be 30 in August.
Exactly. That's old, man. That is old in professional sports.
Now, the chances of him playing a double-A game, that'd be the next promotion.
Oh, he'll get that.
They are better. But still, if you follow money lines in Vegas, still prohibitive that he would do it because no is minus $600. Yeah. So you have to bet $600 to win $100.
God, there are some degenerate gamblers out there, aren't there? You bet. Some guys walking into it.
Yeah. They wouldn't make those odds if somebody wasn't betting them.
That's right. You know? Somebody's walking into a Vegas book right now as we speak saying, I'm going to put money on Tebow making double A.
And it appears you're out.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Even the guy at the sports book looks at you like, dude, you need help.
Yeah.
It's free money, man. Free money.
Looks like your sports books are in Indian casinos in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, they allow the online stuff.
So they have...
which you can do anywhere.
They have Joust and pick a number.
Yeah.
Something like that, basically.
Yeah. Guess what number I'm holding up in my hand.
Guess my number.
Guess the number. I'm thinking number 1 to 10, guess it.
You mentioned the College World Series earlier, and we should have met, like, Augie Garrido, as you name dropped him. Like,
I did drop it because it was cool to meet him.
No, absolutely, and we didn't explain who he was to anybody.
Oh,
like, who
I know.
The hell is Augie Garrido?
Right, and I talked about this last week. You weren't here, but I wanted to explain real quickly. Unless you're in the weeds, you don't know the name, but he's the most famous baseball coach in college baseball probably ever.
Short of Rod Dedeau, like the
but
most
even then,
famous
I know guy. The name Augie Garrido more than I do Rod Dedeau.
You know? Do you remember our conversation with Rod Dedeau?
Yeah, years ago. But it's
we sat down next to him, and I think he wanted a steak.
I bet he did.
Right, he was out of it. He had to be escorted to his special seat.
Yeah.
And I think we came up and shook his hand, and he said, can you get me a well-done steak?
All right.
You bet. Just hang right there with your back cane.
And we said we don't work here.
Right. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Rod.
Augie Garrido, one of the winningest coaches in College World Series and college baseball history ever. And then Florida wins it last night, their first college baseball championship.
They were the it was a great stat last night. I was watching the game. What teams have won national championships in baseball, football, and basketball?
Good one.
There was only three until last night. Now there's four.
Florida. Right.
Texas.
Nope.
No basketball title.
Michigan. Ohio State.
Way back.
Oh, yeah. We're going way back.
Ohio State's been a decent team recently. They haven't won the World
Series. LSU? No.
And, no, it wasn't LSU because they haven't won basketball.
Oklahoma.
No, I forgot.
That's a good guess.
So I should know the answer before I throw the question up.
USC?
Yeah.
Did they ever win a basketball title?
It was Michigan, Ohio State, and then somebody else. Now it's Florida. They've won a national championship in basketball, football, and baseball.
The three main sports.
And that's a tough one to do. And all these years, there's only been three. Well, four now.
See, Oregon State's never won a football title. Years ago, they won a basketball title.
Yeah, you're going to be thinking about this all forever. Let's just look it up.
Yeah.
And it could be Texas, but I don't think it was. Texas never won the basketball championship.
That may be tough to look up, though.
I know, but they showed it last night on the call.
UCLA.
Thank you.
Oh, man, I was going to say that, too.
Ohio State, Michigan, UCLA, and now Florida.
Now Florida. Thank you.
They won a couple basketball titles.
They did, and they won a football one, too.
When did they win a football title?
I think they shared one with somebody.
Yeah.
Was that before? I remember them winning one.
That had to be before we started paying attention.
No.
I can't place that.
I think UCLA won one in the 80s, right? Didn't they share one in the 80s with somebody?
I don't recall.
That doesn't seem right.
Nothing seems right.
Right. That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Watch the news.
I love that philosophy.
Right. She's right. Yeah, I thought that was an interesting stat. You know?
That really is, actually, as far as college sports go.
1954, UCLA.
Oh, I was wrong.
National championship.
You guys don't remember that. You weren't born yet.
The rubber helmets.
Yeah.
Rubber. Do we even have rubber in 1954?
Get my helmet out of my pocket.
God, it wasn't that long ago.
I know.
I mean, none of us were born. But people are listening right now saying, shut up.
Oh, and that was actually a shared title.
Was it? In 54?
The 54 Bruins compiled a 9-0 record, climbed to the top of the coaches' poll, sharing the national championship with Ohio State, winner of the AP poll.
Uh-oh, there you go.
That's when they started screaming for a playoff.
Still a lot of arguments these days.
And 50 years later, it finally happened. Yep.
Still arguments to this day on who would win that head-to-head matchup.
Right.
Yep.
Tyler picks good fun facts.
I do.
I like that one.
That was a good one.
Well, ESPN picked it, and I happened to watch it.
But generally, I like them all.
Yeah.
And he remembered three-quarters of it.
I didn't remember
That's pretty impressive, really.
I'm not very picky when it comes to my fun facts.
No you're not.
I like them all.
Some members of the Chicago Cubs, including their manager Joe Maddon, are going back to the White House today. I don't know why.
No, you know why?
Why?
Ricketts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly why.
Oh, yeah.
Not our governor. Oh, not Fredo down the street here. The guy, the son that runs the Cubs, was appointed Commerce Secretary by Trump. And all the Ricketts family is a bunch of religious freaks, religious right-wing freaks anyway. You see his big cloister place going up? Finally saw that. Mm-hmm. The old man Ricketts, the guy with all the money, is building a big religious retreat on the Platte River.
Oh,
nice.
Happened to drive past that
I'm
way.
I'm invited there to celebrate with them.
No, it looks kind of like a freaky, you, sir, may have another place.
I think you have to be an invited Catholic.
Yeah, that could be it.
I'll be out on both.
So they're all going, it's informal this time, but they were there in January because they won the World Series last year in the fall.
Right.
And they went, and Obama was there, and they went.
Right.
And now they're going back, and I'm thinking, why are they going back? It's informal.
See Trump.
Because of Ricketts.
Yeah.
Because we've got to go back and see my president.
Totally spaced that angle.
Right. I heard that coming in.
And they have the schedule is available because the Warriors probably won't show up.
That's true. Oh, no, they're not going to.
Even their coach is like,
Just go to the governor's. My back hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, probably. A cautionary tale. Three Vanderbilt players not in trouble but involved in a shooting recently. The details behind it is one of the guys, a wide receiver, put his iPhone up for sale on the web, met the prospective buyer, and got his phone stolen, right? This sort of thing happens. So he was like, well, let's go get some revenge, because immediately he found his phone specifically for sale on the internet. So he got a couple friends and said, let's go buy this thing. Let's take that pellet gun you got,
great,
and let's go get my phone back.
Show up with a pellet gun.
Yep, they showed up with a pellet gun. The other guys showed up with a gun and a shotgun.
Yeah.
Two of the guys got shot.
Like a big gun.
Right,
yeah.
Like a real gun.
A real gun.
Don't bring a pellet gun
to a gunfight.
To a gunfight.
Yeah. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
They're not
Vanderbilt, by the way,
injuries.
Is the Ivy League of the
smart,
South.
Yeah,
right.
Smart players there, in theory.
Right.
Maybe not all of them, though.
Not as dumb as Yale, but they're smart.
And that iPhone's the victim in that story.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, don't give
it.
I mentioned this is a special day.
What is it?
It's John Elway's birthday.
Ah. That's a guy you don't want to ever meet, right?
I do not.
Because you're afraid of meeting heroes. We all are.
Met George Brett. He was a big dick.
He was a dick, right?
Yep. Is he 57?
57 today.
Today?
Yes, he is.
By the way, he's donating his brain.
Yeah, well, that was kind of a joke.
Was it?
On TMZ, but I think he probably would anyways.
Like next year.
Should donate his knees or lack thereof. How is a man still walking with zero knees?
Or donate his teeth. That's what he should donate. You know, look at those in a year. Put them through a fence. Put an apple in them.
I was just a few blocks away from his restaurant last week.
Yeah, he's not working
didn't
there.
Didn't care.
he's not working there.
You never know. He might have stopped in to be in there.
Yeah. Well, we brought it up yesterday. I think you can get Elway teeth at Spencer's.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah.
And they chatted.
The wax teeth. Kind of on the same lines as John Elway, but the Bo Jackson 30 for 30 was on last night while I was like on the SEC network or something.
That's
while I was
great.
Doing some stuff. It is. And like I was thinking about, like, I'm kind of bummed out that, like, I wish I could have seen Bo Jackson, like, now, at this point in my life, where I have a better understanding
of how great he was.
Of how ridiculously good he was. Right. To be an all-star in professional baseball and professional football is just unheard of. And why there's no talk of Hall of Fame for him in either sport.
No, and he should be. It's
yes.
called Hall of Fame.
Probably in both sports.
Yes.
Yeah, because at one point, wasn't he playing baseball during the week, and then he'd go to Oakland on the weekend and play football?
A little bit.
No, he did a little bit.
Football was the hobby.
Oakland, football was the
hobby.
So
he didn't play football until he was done with baseball.
Okay.
Right. Yeah,
he wasn't going Deion or Brian Jordan.
And he was a good baseball player, as opposed to Deion, who was not a good baseball player at all.
So he never did both at the same time. But I seem to remember, like, Deion did.
He made it all about himself. The Braves made the World Series that year, or the playoffs, excuse me. And he flew in a helicopter after a Falcon game. Yeah. The Falcons, everything they stand for.
Right. Yes.
And he pinch ran in those games because he wasn't a good baseball player.
Well, he was on a big league roster.
He was on a big league roster, but he wasn't Bo Jackson baseball player. Right.
No.
Right.
And so it's also a nice opportunity to remind people why in the hell do the Royals let people wear number 16? Because so I rolled through the names. I mean, I guess I understand why now when I read these names. Keith Miller, Les Norman, Justin Huber, Joe Randa, Reggie Sanders, Billy Butler, now Paolo Orlando. Some of the guys to wear number 16 for the Kansas City Royals. Why the hell would they not retire? I just don't understand why they don't retire that.
Yeah, well, those are some pretty big names you listed.
I know.
That's the Royals Hall of Fame right there.
Right there.
The Ring of Fame.
There's only three numbers retired there. You would think it would be pretty easy to add a fourth, and it would be Bo Jackson's, and that would be fine.
It would make a lot of news, right?
Yeah. How long was he actually with them?
Oh, shoot. Couldn't have been 3 years.
I'm just proud you said shoot.
I know. Me too.
I really am. That's really good of us to talk like that off on the air. Richard talks, he hears us off the air.
Yeah, so I was like, man, you need an XM channel.
Yeah, we had a real brutal conversation before that last break.
Royals from 86 to 90.
Okay, 4 years. And he came back with the White Sox after the hip,
Sox, 91, 93, Angels, 94.
Hip. I don't know how he did that.
And now he's
amazing.
Angels. One season with the Angels?
Yep.
And that was early technology.
You know, I don't get
artificial hip.
I don't get it.
I think they say he's still the only professional or only athlete to play a professional sport with a fake hip.
Yeah, we're not gonna play football ever that way. But I couldn't believe he played baseball.
Baseball.
That way. Couldn't believe it.
Hit
it was
home
amazing.
Runs. Yeah. Todd, you didn't finish your U.S. Open broadcast. Brooks Koepka won that.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
So I'm heard. Yeah, I'm not sure if you saw his girlfriend, Jenna Sims.
She hot?
Yeah, she's super hot. And she's topless all over the web.
Really?
By the way. Yeah. This came, I had no idea. You know, it totally makes sense because he looks like a guy that would date a Jenna Sims. And he hangs out with Dustin Johnson, who is married to Paulina Gretzky.
They do blow off strippers' asses.
I don't know. They were in Vegas. There's a fair chance they might have together. I bring her up because this Jenna Sims, you can go check pictures out of her because she's going to be in the Sharknado 5 cast.
Yep. Along with Brett Michaels, we found out yesterday. Yeah. I got to go with Brett.
You may remember her as Miss Teen USA 2007.
Oh, yeah.
You may.
She's in the Spanish.
You very well
I might. If we do, that's creepy. That's 10 years ago. I was fine then.
Model, actress.
I was younger 10 years ago. I could look at those Miss Teens when I was 10 years younger.
I'm sure she has a nice Instagram page.
17's
it looked
legal.
Like it, yes.
I guess she's okay. Yeah. I'll post a link up here.
Thank you. And if you don't want to check that out, you can see Serena Williams naked on the cover of Vanity Fair.
I saw it already.
She'd stick be with all, this link that I'm putting up.
She'd be all pregnant, breast reduction and all. But...
Yeah, this is after she asked McEnroe.
First of all, McEnroe, I'm so tired of the story because McEnroe did not come out and just say it out loud. She couldn't play with the men. The NPR chick, I explained this to my wife last night. Nobody knows the real story. We played it yesterday. He's talking. He called her the best female tennis player ever.
And one of the greatest athletes in 100 years.
Right, and the woman goes, "Why say female?" So she started, and he said, well, because if she played the men, she would lose.
She'd be ranked 700th.
But apparently Colbert went after him last night. Colbert.
McEnroe didn't want to apologize.
Well, why should he apologize? I don't get why he apologizes.
He's right.
He is right. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how great she's great.
And I think when you read the quote.
Men's serves are much faster. And she said... Well, yeah, the Letterman thing's going around.
She said years ago about Andy Murray that
Andy Murray would beat her in 5 minutes. 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah, like
that was
6-1. 6-1.
No, she said love.
Did she? Yeah.
She said love. She wouldn't win a game.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I don't get the uproar. It's love women. And she's a great athlete.
Yeah, love her, yeah.
Wants her privacy respected while her belly and her ass are hanging out on Vanity Fair.
Seems like every famous woman who gets pregnant has that picture up.
Yes. It's so cliche now.
Yeah, her ass is bigger than her belly, by the way, too. Which doesn't really surprise me, I guess, right?
Man, in person, that thing is scary.
Her ass? Woo!
Got its own zip code.
You saw it in person, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, her thighs are like my torso.
Man, really? She's that big?
Yeah, because I always kind of had a thing for her, and then I saw her in person and was like, oh, my God.
No, I don't.
Amazon.
Oh, my God.
Now, when you saw her in person.
It crawled up inside you.
Yeah. Did it look like her ass was pregnant?
It looked like I could have set my drink and my camera on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Man. Played cards and everything?
Oh, man.
Cool.
Set up shop.
Your big old TV
camera. Yeah, old school TV camera. Yeah.
With the tape in it.
Richard's laughing because he has a white wife.
Yeah.
Richard Reese with us. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.